Yesterday we were talking about the concept that sometimes the way the Yitzhar gets us is that he convinces, it doesn't just go straight up and say, hey, ignore it, you know, just, you know, don't worry. He justifies, he convinces us how to justify things, right? So that's what he does. He convinces us, yeah, it's fine, this, that. So he justifies everything. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner brings a pasuk, and he says, like this. It's a Gemara in Sukkah. It says the Yitzhar b'tchila doyme lahilech. First, it seems like a passerby. Then an oireach. Then it's a visitor. Then ish. Then it's a person. So pasuk shan in the Gemara means the Yitzhar first comes in. It's like very far away. It's like a hoylech. It's like passerby. Then you don't even have any shaykhis to it, but it's there. You noticed it. No, fine. Then it becomes an erech. You've already invited it in, but it's only a guest. So it's in, but it's not there to be to be permanent. And then at the end, it's already part of your household. That's it. You're not getting rid of it. That's pashup shad in the Gemara. Okay. So like, it starts off as a hoylech. It's then it becomes a reach. Then it becomes ish. But he says a different pshat in this Gemara. And the Gemara proves the concept from Shmuel, you know, when Nasan HaNavi was saying Musar to David HaMelech about the story of Bathsheba. So he tells him the whole story about the rich person who stole the sheep and he shechted it, etc. So it says over there, Vayava Yehoylech Le'ish Ha'ashir. Basically, someone stole the sheep, and it was his only sheep, and he stole it from the poor man. Fine. So, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, what's the idea? The idea is like this. It's a different concept. The concept of the Yetzer Hara is that sometimes somebody... The Yitzhar starts off convincing you that what you're about to do, not only it's okay, it's actually a mitzvah. This thing, you have to do it. Like this Lashon Hara. You realize that so-and-so did something. So, listen, it's partial, a mitzvah. I got to tell so-and-so about this. It's a chiv. I have to do it. Okay, now that the Yitzhar already convinced you it's a mitzvah, he doesn't want you to think it's a mitzvah, though, at the end. Because if you think it's a mitzvah, it's not such a bad avera, really. Because, you know, you're really, according to in your mind, you're doing a mitzvah. So it's not so bad. So the Yitzhar first wants to convince you that it's a mitzvah. Now he got you. Okay, now I got him where I want him. And he's going to actually say the Lashon Hara. But he's going to say the Lashon Hara thinking it's a mitzvah. So now he has to convince you that it's not really a mitzvah anymore. And you're going to say it anyway. So then he goes ahead and convinces you that, I don't know if it's a mitzvah or not. Then he convinces you it's not really a mitzvah at all, but say it anyway. So it goes in dargas. So he says, that's what it is. He says, a person steals, and he steals for the purpose. Why am I stealing? Oh, there's a poor man on the street. He's got nothing to eat. He's a hoylech. He's a homeless guy on the street. He has no food to his name. I gotta feed him. So, okay, so I'm going to steal. I'm going to steal, and my justification to steal is that this guy's a hoylech, this guy's a poor man. So that's the Yitzhar starts off as a hoylech. Then the Yitzhar doesn't want you to remain thinking that it's a mitzvah to give him the food, because then what's the point? So then the Yitzhar convinces you, no, he's not really homeless or anything. He's a guest, you know, invite him over, you should do chesed with it. And at the end, you shouldn't even do chesed with it. Just steal it and eat it, and that's it. Okay, so the point is that there's a gradual way that Yitzhar convinces you. That's the Ruach Chaim's pshat. It's a Geshmaka pshat. In other words, once the nature of the person is that once they're convinced of doing something, it's very hard to convince yourself not to do it anymore. It's the first step of, should I do this or not? So the Yitzhar's first tactic is he convinces you it's a mitzvah. Once he convinces you it's a mitzvah, at that point you're in for life. You're in. Okay? Fine. So it says that's what it means. Eizu darach she'yavar la'adam is that, again, oh, and he said, fine. But then again, a good check, how to check what you're doing, make sure that, you know, you spook it over with someone else, you figure it out, you see, is this really the right thing to do? And you have a way to spook it out, you have a way to chazer it, to go over it, and that's really your method. Then he adds in another thing. He says, "L'chein tzarch b'china v'iyun tuva be'es yas adam adavar pen tarmis ayitzarohu mesam esayin." Every time you're about to do something, you got to really be baidik what you're doing. Is this a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? Be'abchina he. How do you check it out? Shekol davar she'ein boy gaiva umamin. So it's probably no. It's probably okay. if you have no risk, you don't stand the risk of gaiva or mamin. Of there's no monetary risk involved and there's no covet involved, so probably why are you doing it? Probably because it's a mitzvah. So he says those are the two risks that you gotta get over the hump. Get over the hump of gaiva and get over the hump of mamon. Once you're over that hump, you're probably doing an okay thing. So he says, "Eidu derech shiyavor loy ha'adam." Ratzolaim mina ma'isa shiyavor ha'adam. Here he says yavor ha'adam means to be boirer. When you gotta like be boiling through your story, you gotta sift through the story, your maisa, to make sure that there's nothing there that's tiferes lo min adam, that's there for yourself. That's what he says. He says you gotta make sure that the maisa is clean, and if the maisa is clean, then you know it's a good maisa. You could do it. Okay. Now. Okay. Then, he says a third thing that. I don't know how it fits into the Mishnah, but he does say a very important concept here. The end of the Mishnah says like this. At the end, it says, "Da mal maila mimcha." Da, you should know, mal maila mimcha, what's above you. Ayin roe, v'ozen shomas, v'chom ma'asecha, b'sefer nichtavim. Okay, so he wants to say here that what this means is the following. This is one of the very famous concepts in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim that he says. And he basically says like this, that what the Mishnah here is emphasizing is averus that a person does b'shoigig, things that a person does without realizing. So you'll think, okay, look, I did it without realizing, and I'm not here to... You know, how bad could it be? And the Mishnah is coming to talk about those actions. And it says like this. Kol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavim. Everything you do is written down, even the shogeg, even the things you're doing by accident. But what's the big deal? Why is that taka such a big deal? After all, I'm not trying to do anything bad. So the answer is, da ma'la ma'la mimcha. So pashup shan in those words means, da, you should know, ma'la ma'la mimcha, what is above you? You have to be aware that Hashem is there. But here, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in one of his most famous lines, I think, one of his most famous lines, he says here, and he says it in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim also, that he teaches us many, many times over, and I'm going to probably go over this again tomorrow, but he teaches us many, many times that the way the world is set up is such that what happens down here in this world is all coming from Shemayim. And everything's coming from a hashpa'a. You know, Hashem is bringing down a flow of bracha from Shemayim. And the question is, who opens that faucet and who closes that faucet? And who creates those pipes? We do. We are the ones that control how much is going on in Shemayim for our benefit. And this is one of the main concepts that Reb Chaim Volozhiner speaks about many times. Okay? So, Reb Chaim Volozhiner speaks out this concept many, many times, that the da mala maila, you have to know what is above is mimcha, is from you. That's really it's a play on words, that not just know what's above you, but know that what is going on above you, da mala maila, that which is going up above, mimcha, is from you. You control, we control, we're in control of what's going on in Shemayim. We're not just in control of what we do, but we, by doing what we do, we are controlling the whole Shemayim. We're controlling how Hashem is going to decide to bring bracha to this place and to that place. And to, so every little thing that we do, every effort that we put forth, every little meisen that we do, it's not just in our little dalamis. That meisen is going up to Shemayim, and the meisen is bringing down a hashpa onto the whole world. So damai lemaila mimcha. You have to know that what you do affects Shemayim. So memela, he says, since that's the case, so being that that's the case, there's no more choice to think that well, you know, it's not that important. No, everything you do is important, and therefore even the show gig, because the way it works is that there's a certain program that's set up in Shemayim. When people do mitzvahs, good things happen. When people don't do mitzvahs, bad things happen. So since a program is set up, once a person activates a certain avera, that unleashes a certain amount of spiritual chas v'shalom negative force, and that negative force is there. And even if a person did it by accident, it doesn't make a difference. It makes a difference, obviously, but to a certain degree, a pagam, to a certain degree, a certain koach that's unleashed in Shemayim based on that negative force. Okay, so it's like saying, well, I didn't mean to electrocute you. I didn't mean to. Yeah, but you did, because even if you didn't mean to, putting electricity into the person's body has that effect. You know, it's like saying, you know, there was a fire, and look, I didn't mean to burn this thing, but I just by accident put it in the fire. How come it got burnt? It's not a knas, it's not a punishment, it's a metzias. It happens automatically. This is the way Hashem made the world, that our actions have spiritual ramifications. And since our actions have spiritual ramifications, even the shoygig does. And he says, that's what it means. Da mal mailo, know that what's above is mimcha is from you. And memelo chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim, even the shoygig, even the things that are done by accident, is all from us. And therefore, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says that. It doesn't really matter. You know, our intentions obviously matter, but you have to also realize that shogeg makes a big difference. Shogeg, the things with shogeg also matter. How does Alistair say? Yeah. And that's why we've spoken out before. That's why you can't expect Hashem to be mevater on something. You could ask Hashem to forgive something. You could ask Hashem to accept your tshuva. You can't ask Hashem, oh, just forget about it. You can't forget about it because it happens and it's a metzias. You could ask Hashem, help me do tshuva. And if you do tshuva, then you can erase it. Or work within the mechanism of tshuva. But short of tshuva, you can't say, well, I'm not going to do tshuva, but can you overlook it anyway? No, I can't. Ah, you have rachmanis. I have rachmanis, but you threw the suit into the fire. What, you want me to tell you it's not burnt? It's burnt. I don't know what I can do about it. If you ask for tshuva is a chiddush. Tshuva, you can fix things. Okay, so that's what he says. Now this, he's talking now in terms of averus, but the koach that empowers a person in mitzvahs is unbelievable. That means a person, by any positive act that we do, we're bringing down a hashpot to the whole world, not just to ourselves. And therefore, that's really an empowering thing to realize that we really control the hashpot, the way the world's going to go, and that's given to us, and you know that's our chelek. And you know, it's a chashav machshav. It's an empowering thought to realize that that's really what's in our koch. Okay, so we'll just finish up some more concepts on this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. All right, that's it. That's all.